Hi, welcome to the Cross Jacks podcast, where we talk about all of the local news and information when it comes to the game of Ingress in Northeast Florida. We cover Jacksonville, Fernandina Beach, and St. Augustine. And I'll introduce you to my co-host, the Atlantic Beach Barcode. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Chase. I pretty much am just relaxing, chilling, hanging out, looking forward to some good news and a wonderful podcast. How about yourself?
Not too bad at all. I got something special for the end of this podcast today, though. I'm going to officially put my name on the line, make a prediction on the date that Prime comes out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I can't wait to hear.
There's information going out there. Niantic has said a lot of things. I think that maybe they slipped up with something, and I think that this little slip up is going to tell us when Ingress Prime is going to be released. I truly do.
All right.
But we're going to get rid of all of the basic information first. Let's just get to it. The score right now is Resistance 480,000 to Enlightened 74,000 in Northeast Florida. The score for our last cycle was Resistance for 477,000 to Enlightened 57,000. Good job, Resistance. The new cycle coming up. The Res players are doing good. Don't worry.
Yeah, I don't think that they have anything to worry about there.
And for anyone that's ready to jump on the new cycle, our new cycle is starting on the 4th. Sunday at 3 a.m. for those of you that want to be up at 2:59 in the morning to throw a special new field for the new cycle.
I am waiting in that line. I'll be the first one.
You're camping out
I'm camping out.
at a special anchor.
Oh yeah.
You didn't tell
Just
me what it
you
is,
know
right?
that special anchor. Got it. I gotta camp it. It's like one of those Black Friday specials. I gotta make sure I got my tent set up and everything.
With a special portal right underneath you.
Oh, yep.
All right. New locally for anyone that wants to talk OPR, we have a brand new cross-faction OPR room. You can come get a link to it on our Telegram page for the show. That is Cross Jacks Cast on Telegram, CROSS JAX CAST, Cross Jacks Cast. Come get a link to go into the room. The room is named Portal Monkeys Are Us.
It is genuinely, it's quite educational and at times quite hilarious.
Absolutely. We have an entirely programmed in-room inlaid OPR guide. So you don't even have to leave the room to look at the OPR guide. We can just argue about it right there in the room while we're talking about
You gotta love the arguments, Chase. Just gotta love the
it.
arguments.
We're
Although I
gonna
do
get
have to
some.
say, for an OPR room, I was expecting far more, but it has been actually very civil. It's been very chilled. It's very nice to see.
I think we can still, I think that as we get more people in there, because it is brand new, that we'll have a lot more go down in there. And along with the basic programming for the OPR guide that's been done so far, I plan to pull out everything that's been said in the AMAs, even some stuff on the appeal site, if I can find that, some references to where they're taking portals down for specific OPR reasons. Everything. Because where Niantic has, of course, made the double statement of all old portals are in fact valid, all portal edits and removals are being got being gauged by new OPR standards.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. All of the old portals are valid, but if you report them, we're going to, keep them or take them down by our current standards, not the ones that were around when they were put up.
Yeah, I mean, It's kind of a double standard, but at the same time, I can kind of see where they're coming from. If you gauge it based on the old rules, even though they say that the portal itself is valid, if it's not a valid portal, like if it's not there anymore, technically, what does it matter which rules it applies to? It's not there anymore.
Well, locally in Mandarin in Jacksonville, I can tell you that we've lost almost, I'd say, 5 times, almost 10 times the number of portals than we've actually gained through OPR.
Right.
And tell me how that makes sense.
Well,
We had I, there was another portal on Phillips Highway that was gone today. One of the ones that used to be at Latitude 30. It's gone completely, just erased from the game.
really,
Yep.
isn't there something now in place where Latitude 30 used to be?
It's basically a building that took over the same exact business called Main Event.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, yeah, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Right. I mean, we have a portal like that out here in Mayport. We have the Nick the Greek, which used to be a really, really prominent restaurant out here in Mayport, which has now been replaced God knows how many times. So, that one I'm not too sure about.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying that. Just this little statistic, I've literally seen 1, 2, 3, 9, 10, 11 portals disappear in my area while two have been added.
Right. I see what you're
I'm
saying.
like, OPR hates me, man. Anyway, we'll go into an entire discussion about OPR here in a little bit. There are rumors that we are planning cross-faction events for 2018. Stay tuned. You will hear about them first here on the podcast because I will talk in detail about all of them as soon as I hear anything that has a date to it.
Hopefully, will be soon.
Yes, the sooner the better. Though you'll probably never see me. Because I just hide here at Carla,
Yeah, uh-huh.
deep
I
underground.
mean, if you ever left, what would happen?
I know, right?
I
The structure would just fall apart.
the poor thing.
I know. I mean, my baby. The Happy New Year 2018 banner is scheduled to be taken down tomorrow. For all of you that are listening to this, you probably are hearing this after February 1st of 2018, so you're just screwed. But if you want a Happy New Year banner in Fernandina Beach or St. Augustine, it's going to be taken down tomorrow. Well, I say tomorrow, but Dissecting Frogs did say that he would keep it up for a little while longer because Arya wanted to do it. And you know how that goes. You know the right person and you can make stuff happen or not happen. But I'm not guaranteeing how long it's going to stay up. So if it's up, if you see the missions available, get your banner.
It's one of those things where thankfully, thank you, Dissecting Frogs, for being so nice. Because there are some times where people just don't have the time right now to be able to get to it due to prior engagements outside the game. So it's nice to see that somebody's willing to work with us so that way we can still get the banner if we so choose to. So big shout out to Dissecting Frogs. Thank you very much.
And I need to correct something that I said in our last podcast. I said that it was thanks to Dissecting Frogs that we had all of these banners. That's not true, not entirely. See, the project for these banners is called Mission Project. It's being run by a player named Techbird. She's here in Florida, but the Mission Project runs over the entire country, where She helps to organize art and players to really get these missions going and really make them relevant for what's right now, as opposed to all of the missions that we see that just kind of get thrown up and the portal's deleted. You can never do that mission again. And if it's part of a banner, then you're really screwed. And she's trying to make them relevant. She's trying to make them make a cross-faction activity, something that players can get together and do all the time. Mission Project is here to inspire unity. I did not give her credit. I want to give her credit so much. Dissecting isn't running the project. He's just here locally, and he's the guy that tells us where to stick it. What? Moving along. All
Nothing.
right. And our big news, like some of our biggest news here, is you leveled.
Yes, I did. I am now officially level 12.
Woohoo! She can do OBR and she can make fun of
Finally.
everything we've been laughing about for how long now?
Ever since I started. Oh my gosh. And definitely here a lot recently, especially with the communication back and forth with XFAC and OPR, the OPR chat itself. So, and the funniest part about it is that actually, while I'm here on the air, I can actually go ahead and look at the OPR right here on my phone. And take a look at the different suggestions. And so what's the word I'm looking for here? Yeah, the different suggestions. Literally, my first portal that has popped up is a playground.
Yep.
So that's really not I mean, that's not all that great. That's not anything really that I have to shake my head at. But definitely interesting.
No, poor playgrounds are great for new OPR. Playgrounds are a five star.
Oh yes, Playgrounds is a f are a 5-star.
And I'm truly really glad that they made playgrounds portals, because in so many places where someone, mainly kids, kids play video games mostly in general. Now, Ingress is definitely a game that is geared more for adults than it is for children. But
Right.
if a kid goes out and they want to play Ingress, especially play Pokemon Go or the new coming Harry Potter Wizards Unite, I can definitely think of some portals I don't want them at.
Right.
Because some portals truly are pretty dangerous. And some of them, because of how they've been placed over the years, some of them are on private property.
Oh, yes. Private property is a no-no.
There are, of course, portals on military bases. And I definitely don't want to see kids trying to get onto a military base to go get anything.
Yeah, no, military bases are not for that specific. And it just doesn't end.
So your first portal was a playground, but on your first round of OPR, did you find any of the really interesting ones?
As of right now, no. It seems that a lot of the ones that they're giving me right now appear to be genuine portals. I mean, it's very well, it's very as I go through this, I will definitely, update you with anything that was actually quite hilarious or something that I really just had to sit there and go, wow.
Well,
Didn't think to submit this.
just so you know, since you're new to OPR especially, you also have two alternate locations that you can judge for OPR. If you
Right.
go to menu and you go to settings, you can set two additional locations in the settings that you can get submissions for. See, I know something special about OPR that most people don't even know is Disney World is ranked right up there with a the military base. They don't let any new portals on it.
Oh, yeah. I remember we were talking about that last cast.
Right. And I set my two locations to Disney and to Atlanta because truly my rating just stays, in the great zone for the simple fact that as long as I one star everything at Disney, I'm doing good.
Right.
Because there's nothing, they're not going to put anything at Disney anyway. And I know that. I know it's not allowed. So all of the tourists that go to Disney and try to submit portals, I'm sorry, I'm one starring all of your stuff.
I mean, it doesn't su I mean, believe me, I completely understand. I would do the exact same thing.
But that's how I'm kind of working OPR. I'm somewhere around 2,200 what is it, agreements for. I've almost got my gold badge and I am going all the way to Onyx. And then I'm
I feel you.
after that I
So now I'm actually at my first one that I actually have to kind of sit here and judge as to whether or not I should actually let it be. It is a playground, not like a park playground. It's literally, it appears it's like right next to a house or something that's under construction. Oh wait, no, I think I see the park in the background. This one's a little bit harder to judge, especially because yes, playgrounds are technically automatic 5 stars. People love them.
But if it's not
It's
a
just difficult.
if it's not a community playground, it doesn't count. If it's on private property, it's still not a viable portal. And
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now is whether or not it's actually on private property.
some of these playground pictures have been really scary, even like someone's there in the middle of the night and all you see is this flash of playground equipment. It looks like the scene of where somebody would be slaughtered.
I can feel you on that.
I'm just waiting for the music to go along with it. I do have some really funny ones because I do see portals from here all the way to Orlando and all the way to Atlanta. One of them that I wanted to talk about is called Three Rocks Fountain.
Three Rocks Fountain.
Three Rocks. It's literally
Okay.
three wet rocks on the ground.
You're kidding.
No. I mean, if there's a fountain there, I want to see the fountain because I see three wet rocks on the ground in the middle of a circle, and you want me to say, yes, this is a place I want to attract people to because it's so fabulous. They need to see it in game. It just goes to show she was right. Bigger is better, people. Give me something bigger.
Yes. Three rocks.
Three
Three
rocks.
wet rocks. I'm sorry, let me.
Yeah. Three.
Three wet rocks.
Yeah, if you need to find three wet rocks, that's where you need to go. And that one was in
Wow.
Gainesville. That one was in Gainesville.
That one was in Gainesville.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I mean, last week it was the bench. Week it's three rocks.
Oh, in Gainesville, I'm getting so many submissions
Yes.
that are just hilarious because
Well, I literally just got one for the sign from downtown, in which I'm just like, no. And then
right.
before.
I said right. It's just people are trying to see what they can get by, and I definitely understand you have seven portal submissions to use, and most of us don't use them in a 2 week time period. So, hey, let's just see if this will get accepted.
see what happens, basically. So I can, like I said, I can understand. It's just one of those things where it's like, no, sorry.
Well,
And then there was one that I was just like, the like literally just a picture of the, I'm just like, that's also a no. Sometimes.
my second one for this week is old farm truck.
Old
You,
farm truck?
yeah, you've been to a scrapyard, right?
Oh my God.
In
Please tell me
Orlando,
I'm joking.
it is literally a huge heap of rusted car parts in the shape of a truck. And I think I would get tetanus just by approving the portal.
Oh, wow.
I mean, these are people that don't even read the OPR guide. I mean, it actually has a section specifically for this. Antique and rusty farm equipment is a one star, but you can't read.
Gotta just gotta love it.
Then again, some of the art that actually is approved as OPR really kind of, it looks almost the same, except it's in a park and they put an artist name to it. And I don't understand the usefulness of that either, but I'm not an art judge. I'm just trying to, I don't want somebody going out to some scrapyard somewhere to try to find an old rusty truck in the middle of nowhere and getting bit by a snake. Because I said, yes, that should be a portal.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's probably not the best.
And my best one, my favorite one, Huntcrest Smokers Lounge.
Oh, please tell me no.
I mean, it
Best
sounds
smoke.
pretty nice, doesn't it? It sounds nice, right? I mean, it sounds
Oh,
like it
it
could be.
sounds absolutely wonderful. My lungs are just cringing. The thought.
Well, Huntcrest Smokers Lounge consists of a cigarette stand and a smoking area sign.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. As in one of those outside, one of those little pedestals outside that you stick your cigarette butts in. A smoker stand. And a smoking
Just,
area sign.
I have to give credit, but at the same time, no, just no.
Because, like I said, on the farm truck, you open the, let's just put it in the scenario. You are in the vicinity, and you see Ingress. Maybe you see that, or you maybe see this on Pokemon Go, or you see it on Harry Potter when it comes out. Because we know that we're really just approving these for the other games anyway. But you open any one of these games, and you're like, I mean, you know what? I think I'm going to try that game out. Look, there's a point right there. I can go there and play the game. There's something to access. And it's a smoker's that is it's a smoker stand. You're looking at this like, is this where really where we're sending our kids?
That moment where they're like, listen, OPR, you have failed. You failed
And
us immensely.
what do they find there? They find Jimmy. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I mean, oh yeah, I played that game too. It's pretty fun. You want to drag?
God.
And this is
That moment you're just
yeah, this is
that
my
moment you're
entertainment when
feasting.
it comes to OPR.
Smoker's lounge.
Yep. And it's not even like a lounge. It literally was just like an outside, like imagine you go outside on the patio of a restaurant or anywhere. It's just out, you go outside the front door and there is a patio area outside the front door and they put a smoking area sign on it. And then they put a smoker stand right there for you to put away your cigarette butts. It's not even a full gazebo or enclosed area. It's nothing, as in literally, they stuck a smoking area sign outside. And someone said, yes, that's a good portal.
No.
So have you been through a lot of submissions yet? Is today, how many days have you been doing it now?
This is literally, I saved opening it the first time for this podcast. Literally my first, I guess this is where you could say this is where I first dipped my toe into the water. So it's definitely interesting. I definitely feel as if this is something that's definitely going to come up in this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Like noteworthy. I will definitely from here on be making sure that I write down any and all portals that I completely find not have so that way I can make it maybe a little bit more interesting next time for our podcast. But other than as of right now, has been pretty much just a like landscaping or something. I don't know whether or not I should approve it or not. And others that are kind of common sense, yeah, I will approve.
Well,
So.
another thing that happened this week was I personally submitted an idea for Agent Academy. Now, last week on the podcast, I made a big deal about not mentioning them. But as you know, Ingress is a really small community. They are an enlightened podcast, but I have listened to every episode that they've done so far because they just got started just like we're getting started. And all of us need all the help we can get. But they have a segment in their podcast called What's in the Capsule, and it's all just for portal ideas, or not portal ideas, but new ideas in Ingress. And I think that alone is pretty telling about the game of Ingress itself, as since Ingress really is the one that has made the imprint when it comes to augmented reality games. Niantic took off with it and made a full game out of it, and I'm really impressed with that. It kind of says that we still know that there's a lot more you could do. And for the amount of ideas they've had, it's been incredible. These guys do a really good job. I don't want to sit here and bash them on the show or anything like that. I have complete respect. They had Colin Williams from his YouTube series Ingression on last week, and I heard it. Actually, after that, went and watched all of the Ingression episodes so that I knew everything that was going on and being said and being talked about. And if you think you know Ingress, you don't know Ingress like Colin knows Ingress until you've watched Ingression. He does a great series of videos from Tutorial 101, 102, 201, How to Field, and Pro Tips for High Level Players. It's incredible. But my idea that I submitted for Agent Academy, and I, of course, posted this for everybody to read, but I believe, like so many other people, that we need a new game mechanic.
Right.
You turn on the scanner and okay, we blew up a portal. We've claimed a portal. We blew up a portal. We claimed a portal. I've been playing for a few years now, and I think it was like my first level 9 when I was like, okay, I'm bored, and I put it down for a little while.
Yeah.
Because you can only take the same portal so many times. Especially when you're first starting. And I'm talking about so that, a game mechanic so that we're not sitting here basically waiting, getting everybody up to level 8 is means you can use everything. You can use level 8 bursters. Boom, right?
Right.
And then level 9, you're like, wow, this really feels like I'm level 8. Yep, still doing the same thing. I can still, and me in level 15, I'm just like, yep, I can still use level 8 bursters. Yep.
Basically, what you're saying is there's nothing to really entice people to want to continue playing, especially when they start getting up into the higher levels.
Well, some of the best games that I've ever played and some of the best games I can think of, especially when it comes to an MMO. Now, this is Ingress is an MMO. It's a massively multiplayer online game. It just happens to be augmented reality. So you have to be on location where you are, which is incredible. We talk about all the time how many incredible things are happening around the world, not just here in the city, but there are people throwing fields all over Europe. We had a field that covered the entire state of Florida. I mean, these people had to gather keys from Gitmo and Cuba to Cancun and Mexico and arrange them to all come here. So there are some great things about Ingress. But
Right.
when it comes to, especially let's talk small town players or guys that don't get out for anomalies, or there are so many places where they could do more.
I agree.
And I'm not even talking about adding new, mechanics that haven't been written yet. My idea was using the mechanic from Pokemon Go, their raid system for Pokemon Go. So it's already been written, but imagine this.
Hey. But you were saying correct. Okay. Right. 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 Well, it definitely make it a lot more interesting. I can agree with that. Right. I mean, I agree, especially how much time that might be nice if you a little bit more higher up. There's a couple extra variables. There are heat sinks. It'd be nice if you could implement something that's a little bit more of an incentive. Okay. Come on. I said, okay, come on, let's go. I'm ready to hear. You've been like hyping this up for the past few hours. Come on. What's up? Well, yeah. Right. Oh, wow. Okay. Right. 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 Oh, okay. Yes. I would hope so. Right. Okay. Okay. So you're expecting sometime in March, basically. On February 28th. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Correct. Okay. All right. I mean, personally, I'm not sure. I'm just looking forward to when it comes out. But I mean, the theory is definitely sound. So I guess the only thing left to do would just be to see what happens. I do too. I think everybody does by this point. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what all it's going to bring and what new stuff is going to be implemented. But I definitely have to say I'm looking forward to it. And as always, being your co-host has been absolutely wonderful. Hopefully the next podcast I will have a little bit more set up so that way we can have more of a discussion and different news. And hopefully next time I'll be able to give you some portals that have definitely made me just kind of scratch my head a little bit. All right. As always, it's been nice talking with you, Chase, and I will definitely be talking with you next week. I mean, it's not going to be hard to find you, Chase. You're under Carla all the time, so it's just, hey. All right, you too. And as always, don't forget you can't put a price on this barcode. a good one. Yes, Mom.
Hey there.
Hey.
I don't know if that was me. If it was, I'm sorry. We got cut.
But you were saying
Right. The idea that I was talking about based on the
correct.
raid system in Pokemon Go.
Okay.
Imagine instead of having a third faction, people keep screaming wanting a third faction. I don't want a third faction, but give us an AI opponent to fight together, if possible. But like a raid, we have something called Guardian Hunters. Oh, not Guardian Hunters, Guardian, Portal Guardians. That's what it was. It was Portal Guardians. The XM is come alive and it's a sentient being now and it's trying to protect itself. So it spawns Portal Guardians on live portals. So that it can to slowly take the portal back to its pure state, aka unclaimed.
Right.
And instead of having 7 days to wait for that portal to decay, you've got 7 hours, if it's fully charged, 7 hours to kill that portal guardian, or he's going to kill the portal.
Right.
I think it would, and you go into it just like a raid, but you as a player, after you hit, once you hit level 9, you've started to get your own identity in the portal network. You can start now loading yourself as a living portal. When you go into the fights, you get 4 mod slots using real
Right.
gear. And you can decide what you take into the fight, whether or not you're going to, extra shield yourself, whether or not you're going to use commons, rares, offensive weapons, turrets, force amps to give you a fighting edge against the Portal Guardian.
Right.
And you also get 8 mod slots for yourself. These can be used as buffers in the game. And of course, it's only going to be about like 1%. Let's say you want a 1% hack buff. You can put a 1% on there. You might get a little bit more gear. 1% to, your AP, your XM gathering, your recharge, so you don't have to use as much XM. You get a little boost for recharge. Just buffer slots like resonators, so you yourself are becoming a living portal in the portal network, in the XM network.
Well, it definitely make it a lot more interesting. I can agree with
Right?
that.
There are so many variations and combinations that you can take in. And plus, let's say that you want an edge fighting Portal Guardians. There's a whole new class of buffer that simply gives you a +1 to personal defense or personal attack. That these stats are only relevant against Portal Guardians, and honestly won't affect the economy or your portal activities in the game. I think, and honestly, a level 16 would have, a max of a +8%, worth of buffs if they put all their buffs into one basket. Let's say they want to be the best hacker in the world. They could put 8 plus 1 hack buffs on their character, and they would get 8% more or better gear than a level 8 player. At least they're not even. At least they're not playing equals. They get a little bit above. I
Right.
think that level 16s should get something for making it to level 16.
I mean, I agree, especially not much time that much. It would be nice to see they gain more. Oh, here. Are heat sinks. I could implement something that's a little bit more of an incentive.
Right. And so I'm actually waiting for their episode this week to come out to see if they talked about my idea and if they did what they said about it over on Agent Academy. I can't wait. I'm stoked. And we are coming to the end of our show anyway. And I'm sorry that we got cut off before all of this, but for everyone that's made it to the end of the show, thank you very much. And I do have a prediction for when Ingress Prime is coming out. And I have reason and logic to believe that this is going to be the date. So
Okay.
we know.
Come on.
Say what?
I said, okay, come on, let's go. I'm ready to hear. You've been like hyping this up for the past few hours. Come
Well, you
on.
know that first Saturdays have been postponed, right? You
What's
know,
that?
first Saturdays have been postponed, right?
Well, yeah.
First Saturdays are supposed to happen the first Saturday of every month. Well,
Correct.
the last first Saturday that's going to be played is going to be, what is it, February 3rd?
Oh, wow.
So, and we don't have any scheduled after February 3rd. And
Okay.
we were supposed to have Ingress Prime last year. Let's just put that out there. This isn't like it isn't like they're rushing the gun and they're pumping this out. And no, we were supposed to have this last year. So for me to think that it's going to be time after the first quarter this year, I work in an office,
Right.
and I know that how this conversation goes. The development team's on a deadline, and the deadline was 2017. Anytime in 2017, guys, you can get this done. So when they come back with, yeah, we don't got it yet. They have to follow that up with, no, but we're gonna put some really cool new stuff in it. So we'll put it out next year, but we'll get it out really, really fast and really, really soon. So it's gonna be in the first quarter. That was my first level of reasoning. We're looking at the first 3 months of 2018. And like I said,
Right.
two, the last first Saturday scheduled is February 3rd. Now, why does that matter? Because the next first Saturday would have been March 3rd, right?
Right.
Well, they say that they are postponing first Saturdays for the release of Prime.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then they took that statement back. There's like, no, we didn't, we're not postponing first Saturdays for the release of Prime. We're just postponing them because we want to postpone them. I'm like, yeah, right. And the way I got this, locked down to an exact date was I'm sitting here thinking to myself, now, you know the server's going to crash the first day, probably the second day too.
Yes.
But after the first week, we should be pretty golden on this. When it comes to
I
server,
would hope
when
so.
it comes to server crashing, and they're expecting a lot of players to come back, they're expecting a big influx, and this is a really, really good thing. But after about a week, there really shouldn't be a lot of that, and especially not after 3 weeks or a month. After 3 weeks or a month, they should be ready to full on, full tilt go with Ingress Prime, playable as a game. So my guess is that their release date, because they can't push it out any further than this because they're already past their deadline by months, is it's going to be in the last week of February. Specifically,
Right.
because I always see new apps come out, especially for Ingress. I believe it came out on a Pokemon Go, I believe, came out on a Wednesday. I think it's going to be the Wednesday before March 3rd. And I don't know what date that is. What date is that? What exact day is that? I'm trying to find out right now.
Okay.
That Wednesday will be February 28th. The last day of February, February 28th, is the exact day that I'm calling that they're going to release Prime.
Okay.
So that they can say that we got it before the end of February, which of course means the last day. And like I said,
So you're expecting sometime in March, basically.
no, I'm expecting it to be released on February 28th. I'm expecting us to be
On February
on
28th.
February
Okay.
28th, I'm expecting us to be able to play Ingress Prime. See,
Okay. All right.
I think that beta has already come out. I think that the closed beta has already been released.
Okay.
I know that if anyone were to get that beta, they would not be allowed to say anything. And if they didn't have it, if they didn't have it at, at the anomalies when they were so big about showing everybody Ingress Prime and how to push the buttons on Ingress Prime, then I think that it came out before the end of 2018, because at the point that it was, that's honestly when they could have started the beta testing.
Correct.
There was no reason to keep it in a, closed alpha stage at that point. So I think that they've had a month already, a month or more, to beta test their basic ideas, and I think that they're planning on releasing at the end of this month.
Okay. All right. I mean, personally, I'm not sure. I'm just looking forward to when it comes out. But I mean, the theory is definitely sound. So I guess the only thing left to do would just be to see what happens.
Yeah, and I'm so ready for it. I want to play the new game.
I do too. I think everybody does by this point. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what all it's going to bring and what new stuff is going to be implemented.
Well,
But I definitely have to say I'm looking forward to it. And as always, being your co-host has been absolutely wonderful. Hopefully, the next podcast I will have a little bit more set up so that way we can have more of a discussion and different news. And hopefully next time I'll be able to give you some portals that have definitely made me just kind of scratch my head a little bit.
no, you're great. It's great having you on the show. And for everybody listening, you're amazing as well. This will be put up in two parts because we did get cut off in the middle of it. So we'll have a part one, part two. Thank you guys for listening to all of it. And I can't wait to see you guys next week. Come see
All
Nutty.
right. As always, it's been nice talking with you, Chase, and I will definitely be talking with you next week.
Come see it. Everybody come talk. Come talk to the
I
monkey
mean,
boys
it's
over
not
at
going to be
Shrove
hard to
too.
find you, Chase. You're under Carla all the time, so it's just, hey.
Hey, I'm easy the way I like it. Take care.
All right, you
Have
too.
fun.
And as always, don't forget you can't put a price on this barcode.
It's all about that bass.
Thank you.